This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. One persistent theme in the Democratic National Convention Wednesday was to portray U.S. President Donald Trump as unsuited for the White House, both in skills and temperament. Former President Barack Obama said that Donald Trump has not grown into the job because he cannot. Later, Joe Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, encouraged people to send a text to Biden's campaign and promised voting support that included planning and deadline notifications. Harris will make history when she accepts the Democratic nomination for vice president as the first black woman and Asian American on a major U.S. presidential ticket. President Trump's campaign team quickly responded to Democrats' criticisms of Trump's temperament. In one of the cases, the campaign said Democrats repeated the claim that tonight that the president called immigrants or asylum seekers animals. But PolitiFact read the flat out false, and Snopes called it inaccurate. Campaign said that many Democrats who spoke Wednesday, like U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren and Biden's current running mate, U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, dismissed Biden as a viable candidate when they were running against him for the nomination. Campaign called the current support by some of those same people phony. Republicans will hold a virtual convention of their own next week to nominate President Trump to run for a second term. Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, is calling on Iran to make peace with Washington, as Mr. Trump predicts there will be a quick return to U.S.-Iran negotiations if he is reelected in November. In an interview for VOA, Kushner, the president's son-in-law, appealed to Iranian President Hassan Rouhani to engage with Washington, saying it's time for the region to stop being stuck in conflicts of the past. This is VOA News. More than 784,000 people have died internationally from COVID-19. It's about 173,000 in the United States. There are more than 22 million confirmed infections globally, with the U.S. making up more than 5.5 million, Brazil more than 3.4 million, and India more than 2.7 million. No other country has reached the 1 million mark confirmed cases, although Russia does come close. Brazil's health ministry says the spread of the coronavirus there could be about to slow. Amid reports, the transmission rate has fallen below the key level and that there are early signs of a gradual decline in the weekly totals of cases and fatalities. The cautious optimism comes despite figures again showing a steady rise in the number of confirmed cases and death toll within a 24-hour period. U.S. President Trump is blasting universities that have canceled in-person classes amid coronavirus outbreaks, saying the move could ultimately cost lives rather than save them. Mr. Trump said Wednesday at a White House briefing that the virus is akin to the seasonal flu for college students. He said students pose a greater safety threat at home with older family members than on campuses. He didn't cite any specific evidence. The White House did not respond to a request for information about what Mr. Trump meant and said on his remarks. The European Union announced financial sanctions against Belarusian officials blamed for election fraud and abuse of protesters. This as hundreds gathered in Minsk Wednesday night, defying an order from the president, Alexander Lukashenko. The head of the European Commission said it would reroute 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus away from the government. The EU, which held an emergency summit on the crisis, rejected Lukashenko's reelection in a disputed vote August 9th. The U.S. is giving an additional $204 million in humanitarian assistance to Iraqi citizens, Iraqi refugees, and refugee-hosting communities, according to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. This is Iraq's prime minister prepares to meet with President Trump Thursday at the White House to finish a two-month strategic dialogue to reshape relations between the two countries. Secretary Pompeo announced the pledge after a meeting in Washington with senior Iraqi officials. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.